This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:37 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezrel and Kelvin. And joining us for the market wrap is Sabrina Magdalene from our news team. So today we're looking at a study that says protecting just 30% of the environment could boost the global economy. Tell us more, Sabrina.
Right. So this is contrary to the popular pushback we usually hear that conservation is costly and that it will hurt the economy. But scientists have found that nearly a third of the world's oceans and land area could be placed under environmental protections without harming economies. In fact, a global research says this could even produce huge economic benefits simply by following right policies. The report, which was done by Campaign for Nature charity, it says that ecosystems around the world are collapsing and currently on the brink of disaster. A million species are threatened with extinction now. I mean, just the recent Australian bushfires alone killed over 1 billion animals, you see. So the scientists estimate we don't have to go all, but just to make a 30% adjustment in budget and effort to avoid mass extinction and restore habitats. Because fixing the problem will be more costly later when it's too late. You know, like the saying goes, prevention is better than cure.
Yeah, so the report says to work on this 30%, it'll require about $140 billion a year by 2030 in order to protect land and oceans. How do the numbers reflect in terms of the outcome?
So the study shows that protection in today's economy brings in more revenue than the alternative. Besides that, it adds revenue to agriculture and forestry. And on top of that, it helps prevent climate crisis, water crises, biodiversity loss and disease outbreak. The report's lead author, he said that no one can put a price tag on nature, but for this purpose, the economic numbers are heavily dependent on environmental protection. So achieving the target of 30% protection would reportedly lead to increased economic output of between $64 and $454 billion in just 1 year, as well as generating, of course, other benefits. So this new assessment challenges all the conventional analysis on its head. It shows that nature conservation is in fact a net contributor to the global economy and it does not drain resources as it is propagated. The report believes if the economy is a point of concern, then we should start with protecting nature that's under fierce commercial pressure from agriculture, fishing and other industries.
Interesting. So with that, back home on Bursa, Malaysia, shares in UEM Ajenta Berhad were gaining today. What's the update there?
So UEM, it rose about 6% in early trade on the back of securing hospital support services contract that was worth about 264 million ringgit. This is its highest level in over 2 weeks. So the contract is actually with the Ministry of Health in Singapore for up to 3 years, and it is also with an option to extend to 5 years. So at close today, UEM was 6 cent higher at 2 ringgit 4 cent.
Well, thanks so much for that market wrap, Sabrina. And next week, of course, we'll be back with that. Now we're headed to some music. It's Leon Russell with Alcatraz. You're listening to the Evening Edition. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.